Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Matt Leon here once again, and it's time for another 2024 College Football Preview, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. In this episode, we take a look at the Division III Widener Pride out in Chester. Widener coming off a strong 7-4 season in 2023. They went 6-3 in MAC Commonwealth action, and the Pride picked to finish fourth this season in the preseason coaches poll. Spoke with head coach Mike Baranak about what his hopes are for this season. So as we are talking here, coach, less than 2 weeks from the opener, how have things gone as far as progress? You know, have you seen the development you wanted to see? Have some of the position battles started to take shape?
Yeah, I think we're getting closer to having things ironed out as far as guys who are competing to earn a spot on the bus or earn a spot in the starting lineup. Camp's been very productive. Knock on wood, we're relatively healthy. We just got done a scrimmage this weekend and the kids start school, so we're optimistic and fired up about, the progress so far.
What were some of your biggest questions coming into camp, and have you started to get the right answers?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, we lost a couple senior linebackers, so we had to have, younger guys will be filling their role. They've been playing pretty well throughout camp and picking up the system. That was probably our biggest question mark, interior in the box linebackers for our football team, just losing three real leaders and seniors. So it'll be new faces out there for us up front on the offensive line. We replaced a couple guys to graduation, but progress has been pretty good there as well. They've been having a really good camp. Quarterback wise, we'll have a new face at quarterback, Mike Calario, who played for us sparingly over the course of the past few years. So he'll get the ball on day one. And other than that, there really hasn't been too many major question marks. We had a good idea of where we were going to be coming out of spring. Now it's just getting the guys work and calloused up to go out there and meet the challenges that a football season presents. And I think our camp's been very productive, and we're excited to keep moving forward, not wishing time away. Love working with these guys in that camp setting where it's football morning to night. But the guys are now transitioning into school. They got to take care of business there, and game week is approaching closer and closer. So I think from a roster standpoint, things are starting to iron themselves out, and we'll be ready to go and compete the best we can on September 7th.
What would you say are the strengths right now in this group?
As a team, I think our receiving corps is pretty strong. We return a few all-conference players there. Our defensive backfield is the same, so I think those guys are pretty solid and have had a good camp and have put a lot of good tape out there over the course of the last two or three seasons. So I think that's probably the strongest aspects of our football team is the back end on defense, our receiving corps on offense. Running back is good as well. Bryce Casey's has a lot of game experience, and he'll be tasked with carrying the load and being able to be the bulk of the production in the run game and pass protection, but it's not new to him. He's played a lot of football, so we're excited about that. And then up front, we, you know, on the offensive line, we replaced a couple seniors, but we do have three guys back who have started 30 football games in their college career. So they've been starting since their sophomore year, and they'll be back. So we're excited to have them, you know, so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Anything surprise you in camp? And I mean that in a pleasant way, like anybody step up that maybe was not someone you would have thought would have kind of forced their way onto the bus, as you said, and their play to this point has, or a group that's made a big step forward as a position?
Well, I'm just really impressed with the class that we had. You know, credit to our coaches bringing in a really good freshman class. There's a lot of guys there that the future is really bright for us and for them. Just a talented group of guys. We've added depth. We've added size. We've added speed. There's a lot of freshmen who are coming in the door this year. Some may impact us. Some will definitely, most will definitely impact us down the road, and we'll be a bigger football team than we've been in my time here, which is really nice.
Talk to me a little bit about, if you guys are to build on the success you had last year and take another step forward, what are kind of some of the things that have to come to pass?
Yeah, I think it just comes back to the culture. You know, obviously it's going to start with us playing hard. You know, we've got to go out there and we got to play for each other. We got to sacrifice for each other and want to win. We have to understand that the slate's always wiped clean. You know, we haven't done anything this season, so everything that was accomplished last year doesn't matter. You know, last year's wins aren't going to help us win a game this season. And ultimately, yeah, we had a good season, but our goals are set much higher. That's not where we want to be. We want to try and fight and compete and grow the program to be playing in the national playoffs every year. That's the ultimate goal. And you just got to take it one step at a time. And every year the slate gets wiped clean. We have to do a better job of protecting the football in critical situations. A couple of the losses that we had, you know, we end up turning the football over, and you just can't do that in the MAC and expect to win week to week. Every one of these football teams is quality athletes, quality coaches, and opportunistic. So if you're going to turn the ball over and make those mistakes, you're not going to give yourself the best chance to win. We got to limit the sacks. You know, we like to throw the ball around, and teams, you know, we're going to try and get after our quarterback, and we've got to do a good job of protecting him. And I think if we do that, protect the football, take it away on defense, protect our quarterback, you know, we'll have a shot to compete every Saturday. If we don't do those things, it makes it very difficult.
We need to take a break. We will have more with Widener head football coach Mike Baranek in just a moment. But right now, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's continue our college football preview conversation as we look at the Widener Pride, talking with Widener head coach Mike Baranek. How long does it take you to really get a good feel for what the group is? You know, are you to that point as we're talking here, like I said, less than 2 weeks before the opener, like you really have a feel for what the capability of the team is? Or does that take a couple weeks into the regular season until that you see how some kids react to actual game situations?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both. I mean, you're relying on past experience of guys who have been out there and made plays and played good football, college football up till this point in their career. So you're hoping you can rely on those guys. And then for the new guys, you get to see him every day at practice going, like, wow, this guy can bend. This guy can run. This guy's strong. This guy's picking up the system. But until the actual bullets start flying in a game on Saturday, you're never really going to know if he's quite ready. But I think we have a good idea of who can help us. And you're always trying to set your bench mark to the teams that you're trying to chase down. You know, you got to sit there as a coaching staff and really have those hard discussions. Do we believe this guy can help us win against X, Y, and Z opponent? And what has he done so far to show us that? And then you give him more opportunities day by day as he's proving himself. And then eventually it's up to him to go out on game day and continue to play well. You know, so it's a mix. I mean, we feel confident in what we have as a roster, but you're never really going to know until it's a live game action. You're just hoping that the process and the practice is going to pay off.
At what point do you start transitioning from camp mode to game week mode? You open against Lycoming next Friday. Is that something you'll put a little pieces in now, or do you wait till you get into that routine of game week to start focusing on a specific opponent and kind of turn the page, not turn the page, but maybe a little more focus on them than just on you.
Yeah. I mean, we're always going to focus on us first and foremost. So we still have a week of training camp, even though it's a little bit different than it's been in the past with the start of school starting right now. So it's more of a game week schedule as far as when we're with our guys, but it's going to be training camp style practices. You know, we're still going to go out there and have to work at the fundamental parts of the game, still developing guys, still implementing our system. But, you know, the advantage, disadvantage, you're tossing it back and forth. You know, yes, we don't have our kids all day long because we're starting school today, but still play 2 weeks from now. For the coaching staff, you know, we're in here. We get a little extra time maybe to get our eyes on to our future opponent and make sure that, you know, we get a real deep dive into what they're doing and we have a really good game plan ready to go. This week for us is going to be still, you know, still culture and fundamentals and tough, hard physical practices, not necessarily geared towards a game plan just yet. But as a coaching staff, we're going to take advantage of the extra time that we have away from our kids and certainly get our eyes on our opponent and make sure that we come up with the best plan we can to put our guys in the best situation possible on September 7th.
And that will do it for this college football preview, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Widener head coach Mike Baranek for taking some time to chat. Widener's season opener against Lycoming. It's September 7th. That's a Saturday in Williamsport, and it will be a 12 noon kickoff. My name's Matt Leon. Another college football preview will be coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.